step inside the Iraq Museum and you step out of Iraq and into the beginning of what we know as civilization. Here are tools of bone and stone and ivory. Here are intricately decorated pots and urns from 4,000 years before the birth of Christ. Here are makeup boxes, literally fit for a queen, from Ur, now Nasiriya, south of Baghdad.
It's the start of the civilization in the whole world. You can find the theories, the geometrical theories, arts, writing, everything in life, you can find it complete at that time. I think every Iraqi person have to be proud because we have such a history.
Into this space, after the fall of Saddam Hussein, swept looters. They carried off 15,000 objects whilst staff begged the American army to intervene. Luma Yas is director of education at the museum.
I found everything damaged, the galleries, even the furniture. They burned everything, the archive, the papers. I shocked, really. They destroyed the history of our civilization.
The museum is obviously a celebration and preservation of the past, but as you wander from urn to statue to intricately engraved tablet, Iraq's present presses in on you. Just as this museum finally opened up to all, up north, ISIS was destroying Iraq's past in Mosul, in Nimrud, and in Hatra.
I shocked because I saw those people destroyed everything. The wing bulls, the huge wing bulls, the walls of the city, the temples, the statues. I said, what do they want? They want to destroy our history. That's all. I want to protect these pieces, but I can't. I began to cry. I didn't say a word. I don't want to remember this moment.
At the heart of the museum is the Assyrian Gallery. It is a literally breathtaking space, a place of astonishment. Two long walls are lined with 10-foot-high slabs of stone, and carved into them are armies and kings, chariots and archers. At the end of the room, flanking a huge statue of a king, there are two vast winged bulls with human heads. It is beyond wonder.
It's a huge, heavy, ornamented well. They were a great empire. They reached to Syria or the Mediterranean Sea, Turkey, Iran, Egypt. They have trading with other countries. Most of the kings of the countries came to the Assyrian kings to show the loyalty to them. I think they were great. This is my favorite gallery and this museum.
The museum is a triumph, no doubt, of restoration, of resurrection, of national pride. But in amongst the stones of the Babylonians, the Sumerians, the Assyrians, Iraq itself seems like a fleeting thing. Beyond these walls, the country falls apart. Within them, reminders everywhere of how temporary empires and states can be.